This is Ozarks at Large. A pair of matching bipartisan bills have been introduced in Congress to reinstate Medicaid eligibility to citizens of freely associated states and territories residing in the United States under treaties referred to as Compacts of Free Association, COFA for short. Included are citizens from Federated States of Micronesia and the Republic of the Marshall Islands. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froberg reports, Medicaid had previously been available to COFA migrants up until 1996. She spoke with Marshallese physician Dr. Sheldon Ricklon, who is part of a COFA coalition pressing Congress to reinstate the entitlement.
Sheldon Ricklon is an associate professor at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, working both in the Department of Family and Preventive Medicine, as well as with the Center for Pacific Islander Health. Dr. Ricklon is also a primary care physician at Community Clinic in Springdale. He says his Marshallese patients are barred by federal law from enrolling in Arkansas Works, the state's expanded Medicaid-funded insurance program, as well as traditional Medicaid.
And that's the real tragedy of it. You know, everybody thinks that, you know, we're asking for handouts, that we're looking for some kind of charity work and charity giving to the people, but it really is not. It's actually trying to get the benefits that you're contributing into.
Now, Marshallese children living in Arkansas were declared eligible for federal Children's Health Insurance Program Medicaid coverage in 2017, known as ARKIDS. It went into effect last year. And Marshallese age 65 and older are eligible for Medicare if they meet Medicare requirements for employment history in the U.S. And as legally residing migrants, Marshallese are eligible to purchase workplace insurance, private insurance, or enroll in the federally subsidized private insurance marketplace under the Affordable Care Act. But Ricklon says most Marshallese tend to choose the cheapest plans or simply don't enroll because they can't afford it.
You know, they're trying to leave enough money on the table so they can, you know, even though they're insured, they leave enough money on the table so they can provide for their family in other aspects. You know, that means buying the groceries, paying for utilities, having enough money to have a car and pay for fuel to take the kids to school or go to work yourself.
Ricklon says Marshallese cope with an array of unique health challenges due to poor diet after forced colonization of their island archipelago over the centuries, as well as to exposure to U.S. nuclear weapons testing in the mid-1900s.
You know, because, you know, we have high rates of cancer of different types, including radiogenic ones that you can, you know, basically say that it came from the nuclear weapons testing program that occurs in the Marshall Islands. But, you know, when you also blow up islands and you make big craters and you leave contaminated soils and you bury them in a dune in the middle of the Pacific in the Marshall Islands, you know, you expect that there will be a change in how somebody lives, works, and provides for their family in the islands. So as an island people, we're very dependent on what's available on the islands. So that means all the coconuts and breadfruit trees and papayas and all that. But we're also very dependent on the ocean for our food supply as well. Conditions or chronic conditions like diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease from high cholesterol and things are going to skyrocket, you know, based on that. Because, you know, instead of us eating the LD diet, the LD traditional Marshallese diet, now we're more dependent on the processed foods.
Marshallese and other COFA migrants used to have access to Medicaid, but in 1996, Congress excluded COFA citizens from qualifying under the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act. This year, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators and House representatives introduced matching legislation to reinstate Medicaid eligibility for over 61,000 COFA citizens residing in the U.S. It's titled Covering Our Freely Associated State Allies Act.
For one thing, it has got bipartisan support, and I think that's a big thing, and I think that's huge. Unfortunately, with the current things that are happening in D.C., not too much is happening at this point.
Meaning the bills have not advanced beyond being referred to House and Senate committees. The 116th Congress will proceed into its second year in 2020 when the measure could be taken up for consideration. Last September, Dr. Rickland traveled to Washington, D.C. for a meeting of the Asian and Pacific Islander American Health Forum as a COFA community representative. States with growing populations of Marshallese include California, Washington, Oregon, Oklahoma, Ohio, Iowa, and Arkansas, where as many as 12,000 Marshallese may reside, a figure expected to be clarified by the 2020 census.
And, you know, since that conference, you know, we form a little group of COFA leaders from different states that have been working on a monthly basis in seeing how we're going to make changes. How do we restore this Medicaid?
Rickland, along with assembled COFA leaders, as well as members of the Asian and Pacific Islander American Health Forum and Association of Asian Pacific Health Organizations on November 19th, issued a letter to key members of Congress encouraging them to take up SB 2218, introduced in July by Hawaii Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono, and House Resolution 4821, introduced in October by California Democratic Congressman Tony Cardenas. Over 270 organizations initially signed on to the letter.
But I know that at least as of today, we've got to date 282 signatories from national and state organizations supporting this.
Arkansas U.S. Representative Steve Womack is a co-sponsor of H.R. 4821.
During that conference that I'd mentioned back in September, we were able to kind of go and visit him at his office. And, you know, and we actually had a few of our folks who we actually had went from Arkansas, you know, some of our Marshallese folks, we actually told him and his staff their personal stories as Marshallese about their parents, how they grew up in the islands and the difficulty in accessing health care, even though they had chronic bad, uncontrolled, conditions. And, and it was quite enlightening to kind of see them coming out of their shells to kind of tell their personal stories. And I think those were quite moving. And I think those stories moved the senator as well as, his staff members. And a few weeks later, we got word from his office that, he was actually going to co-sponsor this bill that went forward, and we're quite happy that he is, and we're hoping that the others, members of Congress from Arkansas, will also sign on as well.
In May, the U.S. Senate passed a resolution introduced by Arkansas Republican Senators John Bozeman and Tom Cotton, recognizing the strategic military importance of the Republic of the Marshall Islands, as well as the importance of Marshallese migrants living in the United States, but they have yet to co-sponsor legislation to extend Medicaid to Marshallese COFA citizens. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.